Eliyahu Levine from Beit Shemesh asked the following: please could you clarify for me the halacha regarding employing Arabs in public areas? According to the polls, over 80% of Palestinian Arabs support the killing of Jews, and most, if not the terrorist attacks inside Israel, have been aided by Israeli Arabs. Can we take a chance and assume that a particular Arab is not a danger, even if he is against attacking Jews? What is stopping the terrorist demanding from him information as to when is the busiest time when Jews are at his place of work or in his area? It seems a real risk employing an Arab today. Another aspect is that I've seen on many occasions Arabs in supermarkets talking to religious Jewish girls and joking with them. Surely this is not allowed, and what do the Gedolim say about it? These are tremendous problems. Halachically, basically, one is allowed to employ a non-Jew, even though he has to give preference to Jews, but that's only where the wages are equal or slightly different, but where the non-Jewish work is much more inexpensive, then one is allowed to hire a non-Jew. The problems you bring are real problems. However, there's something also to take in consideration, and that is if we don't hire Arabs, we cause more hatred, and also we cause them to have situations where they can't exist, and when people are not working and don't have money, then they turn to more hatred and to more violence. So whatever we do, there's going to be problems, and therefore situations have to be judged, each one on their merit, when it would be better for us to hire Arabs, and that would make things better, and when hiring Arabs specifically would be a danger, whether physically or spiritually, and then for sure one should avoid hiring Arabs or anyone else who would cause these problems.